Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's November 2014. Keeping consumer products safe is a complex process involving many federal agencies. A team led by Alicia Puente-Cackley, a director in GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment team, recently reviewed how federal agencies work together to oversee consumer product safety. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Alicia to talk about what they found.
Can you give me a sense of the scope of how many federal agencies are involved in overseeing consumer product safety?
Well, we found that there are about 8 federal agencies that have a direct regulatory oversight role for consumer product safety, and then another 12 agencies that have an indirect role on oversight that includes things like conducting underlying research to support regulatory activities or providing public health expertise or conducting law enforcement.
What are some examples of products where multiple agencies are conducting oversight?
We found several examples, some where products are regulated by more than one agency, different components of one product are regulated by more than one agency, or different agencies that regulate different uses of the same product, or agencies that administer different regulatory activities for the same product. So as an example of multiple agencies that regulate different components of the same product, we found that for food utensils and containers and similar products, the Food and Drug Administration regulates the surfaces of products that come in direct contact with food, while CPSC regulates the parts that don't come into contact with food. So you could have a baby spoon that FDA would regulate one end of the spoon and CPSC might regulate the rest. Another example of agencies that regulate different uses of the same product would be the Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration regulating infant car seats while they're in the car, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission regulating the carrier when it's taken out of the car and used as a handheld carrier or attached to a stroller. And finally, you can have different agencies that administer different regulatory activities for the same product, and that could be something like fireworks, where CPSC regulates the fireworks that are used by consumers, whereas the Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration regulates their importation and transport, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives enforces explosive laws and licenses manufacturers in the use of fireworks, including consumer fireworks.
Your report has suggestions for both Congress and agencies. Can you talk first about the recommendations you're making to federal agencies?
Sure. We recommend that the U.S. Coast Guard and the CPSC establish a formal approach to coordinating and clarifying their roles and facilitating information sharing, and that's related to equipment that could be used on or off a boat, because the Coast Guard regulates boats and certain boat equipment, and the CPSC regulates equipment that is maybe associated with boats, but there's potential for some things to fall between the cracks, and we are recommending that they establish a formal mechanism to address that possibility.
And what about the matter for Congress?
Our recommendations here focus on both the efficient oversight of consumer product safety and the need for agencies to collaborate. So currently, the Department of Commerce's National Institute of Standards and Technology has oversight for markings of imitation firearms that's distinguishing them from real firearms, even though that's not part of that agency's mission or its area of expertise. So we're suggesting that for greater efficiency, Congress may want to consider transferring that oversight role to CPSC, especially since CPSC already oversees the safety and performance of toys. We're also suggesting to Congress that it consider establishing a formal, comprehensive oversight mechanism for consumer product safety agencies to address some cross-cutting issues as well as inefficiencies that are related to fragmentation and overlap, such as communication and coordination challenges and jurisdictional questions between agencies.
And finally, for consumers, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
Our bottom line is that given the number of federal agencies that oversee aspects of consumer product safety, it's important that they all work together as efficiently and effectively as possible.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.